Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome. This is another edition of Grapsy Interviews here on Fightful. I'm Phil Lindsay. Of course, I'm here with Righteous Reg. And we have a guest. Very excited to talk to Canadian wrestler, Taekwondo aficionado, Mike Bailey. What's going on, bro?
How's it going? Thank you guys so much for having me.
Speedball Mike Bailey, Phil. Get it right or pay the price, as they used to say on Salute Your Shorts. As you know, if you've listened to our podcast for the last, since it's happened, every time that I've talked about Speedball Mike Bailey, there's a little gleam in my eyes. I get a little bit more excited. I start raising the roof for some reason. I've seen multiple live shows where this person right here has tore the house down so many times. So I was there in Fresno, Mike, and seeing you arrive in AEW to take on Beast Martellus was a beautiful dream of mine. It felt like it's crazy because, you know, you've done so much work here in California. You felt like one of our guys. I don't know why. I just want to take, I'm like, oh, Speedball's one of ours. I don't know. Even though he's from Canada, he's still California.
No, you're good, Reg, because I know for a fact that you were there back in the old days, PWG 2015.
Yeah.
And our friend Will Washington was just telling me that when I was gone from the US, you were one of the guys saying, man, when this guy gets back here, things are going to go crazy. So, you know, you can take all the credit you want. You're good.
Yes. Thank you. Said it themselves, Mike Bailey. We are on record as knowing that I was first on the train. I was there at the PWG match. That's a great place to start, I think. I think that was the first live experience I ever saw you, and you were taking on Kenny Omega, and now, funny enough, here we are so many years later, you're about to take on Kenny Omega again, this time in a triple threat match with Ricochet for the international title. How does it feel to go from there to here? It's been a lot going on, but how do you feel to arriving in AEW?
Man, it feels absolutely amazing. I mean, it's been a goal of mine for the longest time. And I think the tagline, AEW is where the best wrestle, is so true now more than ever. I mean, PWG back in 2016 was the best option you had in North America to see the best version of professional wrestling, of real, raw professional wrestling that was done for the audience and not just one person's vision of professional wrestling, but really a global unified, you know, personification of the art form. And I think that has become PWG. And if you look at, AEW, and if you look at all the people that were in PWG at the time, a lot of them are, you know,
they're here.
They're either at the top of pro wrestling or they're in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this has been kind of a 10-year journey of you trying to get back to Kenny Omega. Of course, you had the match in 2015 at PWG with him. But, you know, you've been in a lot of same places he's been. Also, Canadian wrestler, wrestled for DDT, video game fan, Final Fantasy fan. So this is kind of like a dream come true, right?
So it is. And I want to say that wrestling him on Sunday at Dynasty will be a full circle moment. But I don't think, like, wrestling happens in more of a spiral than a circle, because I have a feeling that that's going to be the one of many, many meetings. But if you look at the history of Kenny Omega, I mean, he's someone that I was looking at even before we wrestled in PWG, but even more so after, right? The way, like, his career kind of went, where he was in Canada and the pro wrestling that was happening near him was, like, not really what he wanted to do. So he took it upon himself, right? He made this video, which I'm sure you guys saw, of a video that he sent to DDT, mm-hmm. where he was basically wrestling another local wrestler just out in the wilderness, which was perfect for DDT at the time, and set that in because he wanted to go there, because he had a vision for what he wanted out of professional wrestling, and it wasn't what was being presented to mainstream audiences. It was specific, it was artful, it was different, It was a lot closer to what you see in video games than what you see, you know, in on American television.
Yeah.
And then going over to DDT, and he got to do that, and you can see how that, you know, changed his way of looking at pro wrestling. And I got to feel that when I wrestled Kenny in PWG. I really saw that his brain worked differently from any other pro wrestler that I had ever faced before. And then when I got to DDT, just about 6 months after wrestling Kenny, and being in that locker room and seeing how everyone goes about pro wrestling really made me understand, okay, this is a more exciting version of professional wrestling than what I was familiar with, than what I had even imagined, just the way people were able to look at it. Because being with DDT for the 5 years that I was really like a life-changing experience, especially in the way the art is presented, right? Because in America, I feel like, especially if you only looked at what was on television back then, before AEW, was so incredibly specific and so homogenous. And then getting to DDT and doing a show on just blue gym mats in a shopping mall in front of an audience that did not care to see pro wrestling at all, that didn't know it was going to be there. But then, just because people understand how to translate pro wrestling, half choreograph, half improvised fight scenes for an audience and still make those entertaining to a public that did not even want to see it, really changed the way I look at professional wrestling. And I feel like Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, and everyone brought that to AEW. And that's why it again, and getting to face Kenny in AEW just feels right in that regard.
Full circle moment. That's a great way to put it. You know, Speedball Mike Bailey, I think you have like your own unique style for sure. When you see your name on a card, you know that match is going to be way different than all the matches presented. I've seen you in some incredible battles. I'd like to talk about how you developed your style, because I think knowing nothing about who you are, and that's what's the kind of the best thing about you being in AEW. There are some people that didn't know who you are, but immediately you start going into the kicks, you start going into the dives, you start going into the full thing, and they're all in. How did you develop that style?
So I'm going to take a very long detour for my answer, if you don't mind.
No.
But I talk a lot in like wrestling training and stuff about the danger of platitudes, right? And how it's very easy to give advice that is ultimately true, but also very obvious and impossible to apply. Like, right. I think be unique is one of the pieces of advice that is given very early on and often as a professional wrestler. And unfortunately, that means absolutely nothing.
Right.
Just what do you do with that? What does be unique mean? How are you unique? Unique in what ways? Again, because pro wrestling is a very human thing, right? There, it can't be, if you're entirely unique and no one can follow what you do, then what's the point? But it's been a lifelong and a career-long journey to figure out which parts of pro wrestling I need to really follow strictly, and which parts of pro wrestling I can just make my own, right? And that it took me 20 years of working in front of many, many different kinds of audiences, different sizes, different contexts, different cultures, different ways of filming it, different ways it was going to be consumed, and absorbing it all and noting, being mindful about every single little thing that works and every single little thing that doesn't, so that it could eventually just learn to replicate it and understand it. And what you see now when you see Speedball Mike Bailey wrestle, you see a collection of the best moments of 20 years of pro wrestling and rules and principles applied, which, I mean, is a career-long journey for every single professional wrestler. And I'm glad that the version that you see in AEW right now is a very polished version of the, you know, of the generic pro wrestler that Speedball Mike Bailey was at one point, and of the hyper creative mess that Speedball Mike Bailey was at one point, that eventually became a polished professional wrestler who is extremely consistent in terms of the quality of my performances that you see today in AEW.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people, if they're new to you, know how long you've been in wrestling. Just you saying it now, 20 years in wrestling, it's a long time. And I mean, going all the way back to that time period, 2005, that's pre-social media, pre-internet, and like pre a lot of what we know about the way that indie wrestling is promoted now. You've kind of seen it all from like the 10 years of in Canada to coming to the U.S. and traveling international. With that said, how does it feel like for the last at least 4 years or so to be a contracted wrestler? Because that's got to be a different experience altogether.
I mean, yes, it is. It's great to have the kind of safety net that I never thought I would in terms of being able to be fully focused on professional wrestling and not like worried about is this gonna end, right? It could end at any moment. And that's kind of where I've been for the last, like, you know, probably 10 years before that, even when the whole world shut down for nearly 2 years. And I didn't know if there would ever be professional wrestling again. I didn't know if I was going to be able to go back to it, you know, after giving so much time to it. But man, pro wrestling in 2025 is by far.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Are the best it's ever been. It was rough out there for many reasons. I mean, for many, many different groups of people, it was impossible and a literal nightmare. In 2005, when I started wrestling again, it was very different. As you said, it was pre-social media, right? There was no way to get your name out there. There was no way for the shows I was on to even be advertised past promoters, you know, stapling flyers to telephone poles and hoping that people see it. This is pre-Facebook we're talking about. I'm sure a lot of your audience doesn't even remember a world before Facebook. But I mean, it's looking at where pro wrestling was even when I started and where is it now really makes me question the people who are nostalgic for the good old days. Because man, what is being presented now is fantastic. Locker rooms are a nice, supportive, healthy place to be, and it wasn't always that way. And I'm just thankful that I get to be in AEW in 2025.
It's the good old days now is what we need to start thinking of. It's funny. There's a week coming up to not be named that for the last couple years, it's been the Speedball Mike Bailey show. There's a week that's focused on wrestling. It happens in April, around end of March and April, that like you could go to this week and see Speedball Mike Bailey in 10 matches in 1 week, legit. And like every match is hardcore. Every match is the same. It's been kind of a transition now being in AEW because you don't have to work 10 matches a week. You don't have to be in that crazy schedule like you used to. How have you adjusted to that, I guess, is the question, because you're used to bam, 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 bam. Now it's like one or two matches a week. You could be a little bit more calmer on your body.
Well, so yes and no, I think. Mm-hmm. It just allowed me to like shift the focus, right? I have been focused on training, like physical training, gym and diet, but also like I was home for 2 months, right? From January to March, I was back in Canada waiting for my visa to be processed so I could start with AEW. And I went to the IWS Wrestling School in Montreal, and I would do matches. I would do 20-minute long matches in practice just for the camera, which I mean, I think that's what every pro wrestler should be doing. Totally. I think you need to get comfortable in the ring, but also I feel like with the experience that I have, I don't need to go at such a high volume in order to stay on top of my game. And I think, man, I did for the last 3 years, I did on average about 150 matches a year for the last 3 years.
Wow. That's many matches.
It is, including as you talked about, we'll call it WrestleCon weekend.
Yes.
I did like I think 10, 11, and 12 matches in 2 or 3 days, which is just ridiculous volume. And I think that I'm still working just as hard, and I will keep working just as hard the whole time I'm at AEW. The hard work is just going to be different, right? It's going to be more than volume. It's going to be precision, and it's going to be the same volume. Is just going to be concentrated into the one, you know, 10 to 20 minute slot that you see on TV once or twice a week. But I am...
These guys are in trouble is what you're saying.
I mean, I will never not be working all the time. I love pro wrestling. It's what I do. And I will always find ways to put more energy into it, whether that's getting to be on social media more, creating more content, putting time in the ring behind training, teaching pro wrestling as well is something that I look forward to having even more time to do. But I think I'm going to be just as active as I ever was.
Speaking of being active, 2023, you did travel to Japan again to be a part of the Best of Super Juniors. Mm. Great run in that tournament. Do you have any aspirations to re-enter that tournament or go back to New Japan at some point?
Yes, I absolutely do. Best of the Super Juniors tour was in theory, grueling. It was I think 12 matches in 20 days or something like that. I'm not sure, but it was always on the road. We had one day off that was not a travel day. It was either wrestle or, you know, move on to the next town. But the whole time I was there, I was just so happy every second. Mm-hmm. I love being in Japan. I love New Japan Pro Wrestling. Beyond the matches I did, I just loved watching the wrestling that was being put on. I love traveling for pro wrestling. It is my favorite thing. I think a big part of what makes me who I am today is the fact that, again, I got to wrestle in so many different places and got to learn so many styles and needed to adapt to so many different audiences. And that is absolutely something that I would love to do now, especially as with an even bigger platform, right? Representing AEW and going around the world. I got to talk yesterday on Unrestricted when we talked about Dynasty a little bit about what I would do if I were international champion. And I think that having that championship, right? Takeshita got to defend it in many different countries, and I would do the same. I mean, as a Canadian, I know what that's like, and I know what it would mean to be able to take that belt and give someone from a country that does not have anywhere near the same kind of opportunities as people do in America a chance to wrestle the AEW international champion, right? I think that would make a huge difference. So yeah, absolutely. Traveling, going back to New Japan, going to CMLL, who AEW works closely with, is absolutely something I would love to do.
Very, very excited about all of it. Very excited about your match this weekend, triple threat match, Kenny Omega and Ricochet. You haven't talked about Ricochet. What's your strategy for Ricochet? What are you going to do to take out the high flying, to take out? He's kind of a bad guy these days. What's the difference in Ricochet that you used to see and the one now?
So it's funny because Ricochet, again, he is one of the world's most talented wrestlers.
Yes.
Easily.
Yeah.
He is one of the most influential high flyers of our generation, right? Mm-hmm. It's extreme innovator, just push the envelope, unbelievable stuff. Hasn't really seen a lot of success in terms of wins in AEW, right? He lost to Swerve, right? Mm-hmm. And lost his previous championship opportunities. Again, came close, but I think that Ricochet, his main issue right now is he is way more interested in trolling than in winning professional wrestling matches. So, I mean, I think what I have to do is I'm focused on Kenny Omega. He's the champion. I have to beat the champion, and I have to not let Ricochet get in the way.
Yeah. Before you came to AEW, of course, Beastie Boys, Brass Monkeys was such a big part of your presentation. The new theme song, Ultima 84, made by Mikey Ruckus, which is also a slapper. How much influence did you have on that? Did you come in? Because, of course, it seems like there are similarities between that time period of rap and this song. Did you come in and say, this is, you know, similar to something I want?
So not really. Really? So Mikey Ruckus came at me. He sent the message. He was like, hey, we're going to make you a song. I have a vision. I know what it's meant to sound like. And I was like, great. Because it's the same relationship that I have with Sway Archer, right, who makes all my gear. And Sway Archer just either says, hey, I want to do this. And I'm like, if you see it, I trust you as an artist. Just run with it. And I always will. If a super talented artist comes at me and says, hey, I have a vision for what this needs to be, great. If Mikey Ruckus had gone, hey, I'm not too familiar with your work. I'm going to look some stuff up. But so do you know what you want? Then, yeah, I would have had input. But he goes, I know you. I know what you're all about. And I know what this song needs to sound like. Run with it. Go. I don't need to say anything.
Shout out to Mikey Ruckus. He did an amazing job. It's so when he played it for me and I was like, oh, Speedball, it's going to be perfect. When it hit in Fresno, I was all, yep, there it is. It just fits so perfectly there. Speedball, we'd like to thank you for your time here. We're excited to see you this weekend. International Championship, Kenny Omega, Ricochet. It's going to be an amazing match. Excited to see what you do here in AEW moving forward and excited about your journey.
Thank you all so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Great having you. This has been Grapsody, Speedball Mike Bailey. We're out of here. Easy peasy.
If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click, and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have 7 different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.